This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. If you follow Funky Buddha Brewery on Instagram, you know tonight, Texas Hold'em free poker tournament, 6 and 8 p.m. this evening. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Tonight, you want to play a little Texas Hold'em. Got a tournament starting at 6, another at 8. And got a lot of action at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. Kind of see what else is going on there. We mentioned about the big pairing dinner that's coming up. It's almost here. That's Friday, July 25th. There's summer beer pairing dinner. Multi-course menu of fresh seasonal flavors by executive chef Jeff Vincent and expertly paired brews, including the upcoming Miami Vice and recently released Key Lime Pie. So if you want to get in on the summer beer pairing dinner at Funky Buddha, either follow Funky Buddha on social media because you can link to it right there, or you can go to funkybuddha.com online. But tonight, well, Texas Hold'em action at the Tap Room in Oakland Park.
I love it.
How could you not? Is there any outrage? I was talking about the Bleacher Report top 100 NBA players of all time list. We brought it up yesterday around this time. Number one, MJ. Number two, LeBron. Number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Is there any outrage, Solana, from Heat Nation about anything? I know Dwayne Wade, you said. So what number is Dwayne Wade?
23.
23 greatest NBA player of all time. So he's the highest rated Heat player other than LeBron?
LeBron and Shaq are ahead of... Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody really considers either of those guys like Heat players, but I mean, they play for the organization, but like Dwayne Wade is number 23. Yeah.
But what I started to do was look around the guys, because yesterday you brought up Zoe. So like the Heat guys, Bosh and Zoe, I started looking around them, and you look at the names next to their names, you can't, like, it's not that bad. Because you got upset about Zoe. Zoe's next to Draymond Green, Tony Parker, and Jimmy Butler. Like, he's right where he should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But I don't know, man. Like, there's some guys that you kind of, you scroll around. Like, Anthony Davis is 45. Like, there's just some guys that you look like, at.
Is he the 45th best player in the history of NBA, Anthony Davis? Like, where's Kawhi? Kawhi's got to be high on the list.
Kawhi is...
Yeah, he's very high on this list.
He's high. But Kawhi, even like Leonard, Wade. So you look at Wade. Wade's right behind Karl Malone, Moses Malone.
Moses Malone.
And Julius Irvin. Like, Wade's next to Julius Irvin, Moses Malone, and like the mailman. Like, come on. It makes sense.
I don't think Dwayne Wade is actually... like. I was just joking earlier. I was kind of trolling about Wade being too like disrespected. I think top 25 is where he belongs. Anywhere between 25 and 20. I mean, you can make the case a little bit lower on this list just because I genuinely believe he's the third best shooting guard in the history of the league. But yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, like
I'm looking at the Heat players,
outraged.
Like Alonzo Mourning, 87. What they write is top accolades, champion, 2-time defensive player of the year, 7-time all-star, 2-time all-NBA, 2-time all-defense, 2-time block champion, 15 seasons played. Remembered most fondly for his time in Miami. Mourning was also a dominant force upon entering the NBA out of Georgetown and landing with the Hornets. His numbers through his first 8 seasons of his career, split between Buzz City and South Beach, are eye-popping even now. 21.1 points, 10 rebounds, 3.1 blocks on 52% shooting.
That's what
just
I'm saying.
Just 3 other players have ever cleared the 20, 10, 3, 50 benchmarks during their first 8 years. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, David Robinson, Hakeem Olajuwon. You know what's interesting, too? You know what they show on this, on the Bleacher Report write-up? What their highest ranking was by someone, one of the voters, and what the lowest was. So Alonzo Mourning, someone had him as high as 61 all-time, and someone had him not in the top 100 at all.
Damn.
That's interesting.
That championship year, he was 8-5-0. So they might have looked at that championship year. I have a problem. As I was going through the list, I did it during, I think, 2 breaks ago, whatever. Joel Embiid is 66.
That's why I was upset with Zoe. But here's the thing.
Joel Embiid.
Right. Like, what has he actually accomplished?
That's my thing. Greatness and cultural change and championships and nothing.
But
Joel Embiid is the 66th best player ever to touch a basketball court. That's ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Like, how do they weigh this list? Hawk, I know you read it earlier. I know Bleacher Report explains it, but the voters are sitting there. Joel Embiid, healthy, in his prime, right? Like, in one game, the best Joel Embiid can be, is one of the most talented big men in the history of the league. Like, that's not up for debate, right? But he's not healthy. He's never been out of the second round. He won an MVP, but that's it. Like, what accolades? Mourning's career is a million times greater than Joel Embiid.
I would submit to you, if you did a list, top 100 NBA players who underperformed what you thought they were going to be in the NBA, I think Joel Embiid's a top 10 player on that list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming out of college, though, or like once they achieved stardom? Because I don't think Joel Embiid coming out of college had the type of hype like Grant Hill had around him.
And
Grant Hill was the next Jordan, right? Like, right. He was going to be the next Jordan.
Constantly injured.
He got hurt and it didn't work. Like, there's some guys. Andrew Wiggins coming out of college was insanely hyped. He was talked about not like Jordan, but like he was going to be, you know, a LeBron-esque, a Kevin Durant-esque type player. And, well, he's not.
But Embiid, behind him is Rodman. Behind him is Irvin. Behind him is Bosh. You would take Embiid over Dennis Rodman, Kyrie Irving, and Chris Bosh? He's never going to play.
Right, but if you discount that, Embiid can hurt you a lot more ways than Rodman ever could.
Right.
Vince Carter is right in front of Embiid. He's 65. So you're telling me Embiid is on Vince Carter level? I cannot say that.
Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler, according to Bleacher Report, is the 83rd best player to ever play the game of basketball in the history of the NBA. Top accolades, 2015 most improved player, 6-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA, 5-time All-Defense, 1-time Steel Champion. Has played 14 seasons. Though the endings of the Jimmy Butler experience can be grating, just ask the Timberwolves and the Heat, the beginnings and middle are mostly awesome. At the height of his powers, he is a two-way force who serves as a singular bridge between the fringe title contention and borderline irrelevance. This was most evident during his time in Miami, where his ability to flip a postseason switch went mostly unrivaled. He dragged rosters that had no business making deep playoff pushes to 3 Eastern Conference Finals and 2 NBA Finals in 4 years. The best version of Butler is anomalous in its completeness. He has long left much to be desired as a jump shooter, but he can play the part of your top scorer, foul drawer, passer, and defender. Giannis, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard are the only active players to have more seasons averaging at least 20 points while also making all defensive squads. That's pretty impressive. Yeah. I hadn't realized that. And highest top 100 ranking on Bleacher Report, someone ranked him 61 and lowest unranked.
You're talking about like how we look at things, is it championships, is it impact, is it greatness, whatever, you know, subjective things we can say. The Jimmy Butler, like playoff Jimmy and playoff P and those guys, when I see a guy that never hit 50 until a big game, then he hits 50, that's a turnoff to me.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If Jimmy Butler had one ring with those accolades, you would be talking about him in a completely different vein. The one knock, the one place you can always go to him with is always came up short, wasn't able to lead his team to the promised land. If there was a ring attached to those stats, there wouldn't be any debate anywhere. Like that, like those numbers, when it's laid out like that, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
No, I mean, as you look, Jimmy's a hooper, man. Like he's just a legit great two-way player. He really was. It's why the Heat traded for him and we're in the NBA Finals, you know? That season they traded for Jimmy Butler and we're in the NBA Finals that year. I mean, that's a testament to how good he was. He elevated this roster single-handedly. But Hawk, I swear I'm not doing this because he left and now I'm anti-Jimmy Butler. I'm trying to do this with my Jimmy Butler's lens when he was here. I don't think he's the 83rd best player in the history of the NBA. Like, I just don't.
I know. For whatever reason, it's hard to get there. I'm having the same issue. Like, it's just hard to get there. When I think of the top 100, whoever played in the league, period, I'm having a tough time getting him there, but
who had a better career? Both are still active. Klay Thompson or Jimmy Butler?
Right. And I think Klay is what, like 98?
Dude's Klay got four rings and he was the second.
He was never the alpha male on the team.
Never
that's the problem when you're always number two.
Agreed, but being the second scoring option behind the 10th greatest player according to this list and Steph Curry. You get knocked for that? You see what I'm saying?
Where's Scottie Pippen on the list?
Probably in the 40s or 35 range. Double check right now, but my guess is he's somewhere there. 28. I'm not comparing Scottie and Klay. I think Scottie's a better overall player.
Right.
But Klay Thompson gets knocked because he played with Draymond Green and Steph Curry, but Dennis Rodman doesn't get knocked or... Chris Bosh doesn't get knocked.
James Harden, 34th best player in NBA history.
It's crazy to me, man.
It's what y'all tell me honestly about Jimmy and Bam. The box score killers, 3 steals, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 14 points. People want to see nowadays. I don't know about Bob Cousy and all these old dudes. I wrote some names down: Lanier, Dantley, Parrish, Unseld. I never watched these dudes play, but nowadays you got to be able to go get buckets for people to respect your game.
Well, Adrian Dantley is the real AD. Davis nonsense.
I wrote some names down because the pictures were low definition, and I was like, Hawk might know these guys.
Adrian Dantley was such a player, man. Don't tell me you don't know Adrian Dantley or Bob Lanier.
Nope.
Come on.
Elgin Baylor, never saw him play. Like, I'm sorry.
But Adrian Dantley, holy mackerel. Let's get a quick look at the headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Hopefully you have a little Funky Buddha on tap tonight. It's the only thing that'll get you through the All-Star game. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Hopefully you have a little microgreen and some Funky Buddha tonight. Help you get through the All-Star game. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
Elgin Baylor is a fascinating character in the history of the league, if you want to just look him up, because he played for the Lakers right before they started winning all those titles. And he went to several NBA finals, was a legend, was considered one of the best players in his era, but never won an NBA title. Came back from major injury with the Lakers, and midway through the season had to retire, and they ended up winning the title that year. So there's like this like story about Elgin Baylor. About
wasn't Elgin Baylor the guy who went to work for we watched that miniseries, Jimmy, you and I, Donald Sterling. Wasn't Elgin Baylor? Am I getting the guys confused? Because he's before my time too. But didn't Elgin Baylor, did he play for the Clippers as well?
No clue.
No, but Elgin Baylor only played, if I remember this correctly, I remember reading a story on him, played for the Minneapolis and Los Angeles Lakers. So he only played for the Lakers, and he went to like 7 or 8 NBA championship, NBA finals.
Oh, he is the guy I'm thinking of. He was the Clippers GM for Donald Sterling.
Wow.
For several years. And he was portrayed in that miniseries that we watched, Jimmy, on, I think it was on FX.
Yes, it was FX.
Jimmy ain't watched that. He agreed with you.
You can I did tell watch Jimmy. It.
The only thing he remembered was the network. He didn't remember anything else about it.
Yeah.
No, I did watch it.
I know. Well, at least you said you did.
I remember the Blake Griffin look-alike, the Steph Curry look-alikes.
There was nothing better in that series than Doc Rivers in the sauna constantly with the actual LeVar Burton playing LeVar Burton. It was delightful.
All right.
I was going to say, these lists work. I think it goes, we can go all the way to the top with Jordan, LeBron. It's because I've never seen Oscar Robertson play a game. I've never seen Unsigned.
Well, neither have I. Neither
like,
have I.
Never, so for even for Solana, for you to say Dwayne Wade's the third best shooting guard in NBA history, you didn't watch Jerry West. You didn't
Right. Like I never saw Bob Cousy and Jerry West. I imagine if those were the guys you were watching when you were growing up, then no one compares to, you know, that kind of basketball.
And then the generation above us, they probably hate these young dudes that are always trying to draw fouls.
But again, it works with movies the same way. Works with movies the same exact way. When, you know, I say Caddyshack, like you've got like, how could you? But when I saw it, Caddyshack was like the greatest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
It's still better than Happy Gilmore, but it's a whole nother story. All right, what do you have in the headline, Solana?
There was a Jordan brand event. Bam Adebayo, Luka Doncic seemed very friendly at this event. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, so Bam's going to Lakers?
I was going to say, Solana, I don't think that's positive for us.
Luka ain't coming here.
Luka's not leaving LA.
What are you extrapolating there?
Oh, damn. We got Davion and Tyler.
You guys just, I'm dejecting from headlines after that. I mean, just knocked all the wind
out
of me.
Was somehow going to end up here? He just got to L.A.
Your weather, it's 80 degrees. The All-Star game is tonight, by the way. Kyle Stowers deserves our support, so I will make sure to read about it tomorrow morning because I'm not watching the MLB All-Star game. Your weather, that 8 p.m. All-Star games at 8. Your weather right now, 88 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 70s.
Yeah, well.
What are you looking for?
Looking for the read.
But where could you have it that it would take you this long to find?
It's in my photo log.
Your photo log.
Mm-hmm. On your phone, the photo logs that you gotta, you know, brush through.
You don't have to. You could just search.
But what do I search? White picture? What do I search?
But your read is in photos? And the more you add photos, you realize the further back it goes.
Hawk, it goes further up.
Why do you keep it in photos?
Where am I supposed to keep it?
Anywhere but photos. You keep the copy in photos?
What, do I put a heart on it?
Photos.
Yeah, January 22nd, photos.
That's bizarre. That is. I texted my brother today. My brother reminds me of Crowder in many ways. I texted him this Matt Mervis shirt that I'm wearing. IYK, you know, if you know, you know.
Mm.
And my brother said, where can I get one of those shirts? Also, what do all those letters mean?
Yeah.
And so I said to him, man, you are old. He's 3 years older than me. But he's not on social media at all. At all. He lives a different life than I. Like, his world, yes, his world is different than mine. So I'm like, how do you not know what that means? It's if you know, you know. And he's like, how would I know that? And I said, do you know what LOL means? And he's like, yeah, of course I do. I go, well, if you know, you know, came out at the same time. So you know one of them. But then my radio partner is keeping his copy in photos and just scrolling up to photos.
So your brother didn't know if you know, you know. Lyle would never know if you know, you know. I think you're the Hawkman outlier.
Oh, I'm totally the outlier.
See? Those are men.
Yep. Lyle would still be using Post-it notes, and my brother is still using Post-it notes.
I wanted that. Yeah, I wish I had a chance to get in a fight with Lyle. I want to just whoop somebody's ass in the back of a 2J's with Lyle. Oh,
he'd help you whoop someone's ass.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And we had a little fun today, and hopefully you have a little Funky Buddha watch the All-Star game tonight. Or like I said, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park tonight. And play a little Texas Hold'em. Have tournament starting at 6, so I hopefully you're in the parking lot right now. Or there's another one that starts at 8. You want to get in on that one there. Before we get out of here tonight, and we're running a little bit late because we went long with Coach Larinaga, we went long with Aronde Gadsden, and we had a big fight about genetics and microgreens. And I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened today.
Good source of fiber. They're good.
Nobody knows what happened today, but we're running late, so let's just wrap it up. I want to tell you about Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. Now he's got the North Miami store moved up to the top at number two. So in the number one, number two highest volume Hyundai stores, it's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock. No one sells for less, period. So if you're in the market for a vehicle of any type, why pay more? Save money and pay less at Doral Hyundai in North Miami Hyundai, where you'll always pay less. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Stowers. A little action here for Kyle Stowers tonight in the All-Star game. Go Stowers. We will speak with you manana.
Put some microgreens in your Kraft mac and cheese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.